from the WGXE Newsroom. This is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. While Governor Andrew Cuomo expressed outrage about the mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton this weekend on a media tour August 5th, New York still has not built a database for ammunition sales mandated by the 2013 SAFE Act. Cuomo said in a statement after the mass shooting that killed over 30 this past weekend, and I quote, "This insanity must stop, and it must stop now. Those who are unwilling to do anything about it are complicit. I am sick of the excuses I don't want to hear. We can't, because we know we can, and you just don't," end quote. Last year, the governor said that he wasn't aware of the status of the database for ammunition sales, and a Cuomo spokesperson said last year, and I quote, "The state police and Office of Information Technology Services have reviewed a number of technological solutions to implement the first-in-the-nation ammunition database, but thus far have been unable to address the myriad of legal and operational implementation obstacles," end quote. State officials apparently still are having problems as the database of ammunition sales does not appear any closer to reality today. California, by comparison, completed its version of an ammunition database in only 2.5 years. Bo Duffy, a spokesperson for the agency in charge of implementing the database, the New York State Police, told the Albany Times-Union August 5th that, and I quote, "Work will continue until the database is realized. Connecting dealers with a state system is a significant hurdle, one that did not exist in California, since the infrastructure linking firearms dealers directly to the state was already in place," end quote. Melanie Lekosevic reports for Columbia Green Media that the former Quarry Steakhouse on Route 26 in Climax was largely destroyed by fire August 4th. A photo shows a large hole in the roof as several fire departments responded to the blaze. Former Coxsackie Mayor Henry Ross opened the popular restaurant on his 20th birthday in April 1973, adding a banquet hall the following year. On March 31, 2018, it closed after being sold by David and Trudy Merchant to Long Island businessman Joseph Pasqualone. No one was injured in the fire, and the Greene County Sheriff's Office is investigating the cause of the blaze. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that the Ulster County Legislature will fill the seat left vacant by the death of Republican legislator James Maloney at a special meeting at 6:15 p.m. August 8th. And, surprise, Democrats want to replace Maloney with a Democrat, and Republicans want to keep the seat for the GOP. But with a 12-10 Democrat majority, Democrats will nominate Brian Cahill, who is running for the seat that represents the town of Ulster and all of the town of Kingston in November. Republicans prefer that Maloney's wife, Brenda, be appointed to the interim position. In 2003, the Ulster County Legislature voted unanimously to appoint Elizabeth Alfonso to the seat left open after her husband, Daniel Alfonso, died. Minority Leader Ken Ronk said, and I quote, "I'd like them to explain to me what changed except policies and power," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the Ichabod Crane Board of Education will spend between $17,000 and $22,000 to find a new school superintendent. Former Superintendent Michael Vanyo resigned a month ago after being arrested in April for DWI and leaving the scene of a property damage incident in Saratoga County. Interim Superintendent Lee Bordick has the job through December. Now, the Western New York Educational Services Council is being paid to find a new superintendent for the Kinderhook District. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.